And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Last week, Hamilton County saw its single highest number of first-time COVID-19 vaccinations on the 513 relief bus. The bus not only provides vaccines, but offers food, rent, and utility assistance, childcare, and more as it travels to different communities each week. Last week, on August 24th, Hamilton County had its best day with 32 shots administered. Hamilton County commissioners launched the 513 relief bus this summer to deliver social services, including the vaccines, to those who need it most at no cost. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss vaccination efforts in the county is Hamilton County Commissioner Alicia Reese, who is on the phone with us. Commissioner Reese, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be back. And let me just say that I am out and about. We had 513 relief bus in Bon Hill today. We were in Colerain Township yesterday. Really just out here trying to connect with people. And let me say that turnout, a very good turnout of people getting the shot, as well as getting access to the services that we have, like rental assistance.
Well, that is good to hear, and we're going to talk about all of that. I want to hear from those who are listening to us as well. If you have questions about this program, or if you want to share a story with us from someone in your life who maybe faced obstacles to getting a vaccine for social reasons or did not want to get the vaccine and changed their mind recently, we would be interested in your story about what made them come around to finally getting vaccinated at this point in the fight against COVID-19. So, Commissioner Reese, it sounds like it's picking up a little bit. Now, we said the highest day last week was 32 total COVID vaccinations. Obviously not enough yet to get us to where we really want to be, but if it is trending up, what are you hearing from people who are out there finally getting in line to get their shots?
Well, it is trending up. In fact, we beat that number. I think we did 52 at another one. But I think what's important is that the 513 relief bus, which launched a mobile campaign, not only in Cincinnati, but also across the state, if you remember, we had asked the governor about the need to go mobile. One of the things that he asked me, what needs to happen? I said, well, we need to take the resources and the vaccine to the people instead of the people trying to find it. And we've come a long way. So now we have the 513 relief bus. We have vans that are going to movie theaters, going to breweries. We're going to events. We're out in the community bringing the services to the community. So that's a very good step. However, when we launched at a time where we're going out now getting the hardest, group is going into zip codes where we see the largest number of people not being vaccinated. And so what we have to do is have conversations. And so we're partnering with UC Health, and we have Jobs and Family Services. And we have now Hamilton County outreach engagement director that coordinates all this. But I've been out there. I've been at most of all the stops. And what we found is that we have to have conversations. Yesterday, we were in Colerain Township, and a gentleman came up. He got there when we first pulled up at 10 a.m., but he didn't get the shot until 12 noon. He had questions. The nurses were there to answer every question, be able to walk him through what his concerns were. And then at the end, he got the shot, and he's out telling other people to get the shot. So this is we're doing counseling. We're doing relationship building, restoring confidence, and we're bringing the resources along with the vaccine to the people. So it's a different way, but it's also a new way of us doing business. So I think that's very important. People have a lot of questions, and we have people there, the experts, to be able to answer their questions. And that's important.
Well, Commissioner, I know you're not at every stop that the 513 bus makes, but thinking about the gentleman there who waited to ask questions for some hours before he finally decided, yes, I do want to go ahead and get the COVID vaccine. Can you share with us either from him as an example or other examples of what types of questions are being asked as this bus pulls into communities?
Yeah, I mean, before Pfizer got the FDA approval, there was questions about, I want to wait till it's FDA approved. His questions, obviously, he was an African-American gentleman. He had questions about the Tuskegee experiment. So there were a lot of those type of questions. We were in another area. I'm at 95% of the stops I come to. I don't get to say the whole time, but I come to them because I want to hear these stories. I want to hear what people are saying and what the needs are. And I also want to help promote that we're out here so that people know that we're there. But this other husband and wife, she basically told him, you're going to get the shot. And he said no. So the two of them were going back and forth for a little bit. The good thing is we had our mobile market, because we bring the mobile market, we bring the 513 relief bus, and all of the rental assistance and mortgage assistance will be coming soon. So you got all little, you know, it's kind of a menu of things you can get. And so they were getting the food, and I heard them over there, and they were going back and forth. And she walks him over, and then the nurse from UC Health starts talking to her. His biggest thing was he thought it was going to hurt. And he gets up there because he doesn't like needles. He got the shot. And then he gets off the bus. He says, someone bring me a camera. I want to tell everyone. It doesn't hurt. And he was just so excited about that. So one of the things I do see is a lot of wives telling their husbands they're going to do this. But I also saw a 12-year-old in Forest Park. We were out in Forest Park. And a 12-year-old told her mom, Mom, I want the shot. Let's do this together. So you had the 12-year-old leading the mother, and they were able to get the shot together. So those are some of the things. Some people have pre-existing conditions. We saw that. It was over in Price Hill on the west side, and they were able to answer those questions because we have nurses from UC Health that could answer all those questions. And so that was one concern, and the person got done, and they were ready to go. So those are, you know, if everyone has, you know, their own reason. And a lot of times it's more of, I want to talk to someone that, you know, that cares about me, who's going to take time, who's not going to say, okay, 5 minutes, move on, next. And that's what the 513 relief bus allows us to do.
Now, I know the 513 bus is offering both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. I guess that might be depending on availability or yes. access. And so the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is just a one-shot vaccine. The Pfizer one is two doses, though. And so for those people who are showing up the 513 bus getting that first dose, what type of work is going into making sure that in a few weeks they're followed up with to get that second shot so that a couple weeks after that they're fully vaccinated?
Yeah, so we have a partnership with UC Health, and they follow up along with our partnership with our county health department. So they're notified, so they get a notification that they, you know, it's time for their second shot. And we've been having a second shot at the Hawksworth. It's not the only place you could go, but that's one place that we do have set up to get your second shot. And so there's a follow-up through UC Health and our Hamilton County Health Commissioner keep records of people for the second shot as well.
We're talking about the 513 relief bus put out by Hamilton County as an effort to help people get access to vaccines, but also other direct assistance as we continue to navigate our way through this COVID-19 pandemic. We're speaking on the phone with Hamilton County Commissioner Alicia Reese. Now, this is a bus that rolled out back in June, and so in addition to the vaccines, you are offering applications for direct assistance related to money, food, Medicaid assistance, rent and utility assistance, some workforce development, child support and child care. We are nearly, I guess, a year and a half, 18 months into the pandemic. Can you give us an idea of what's going on out there in the county? And are people still in need of all of these things?
Yeah, let me say this. One, I think we're probably the only county that has this one-stop way of doing business. And this is going to be a new way we're going to continue to do business, even after, you know, COVID, because this is bringing Hamilton County resources directly to the people. And being out there, just running into people saying, oh, I didn't know this was available. I didn't know that was available. And being able to get beyond a 1-800 number or a computer, it's building relationships. So our goal is to build relationships with this new way of going mobile. And so that's one of the reasons when I got elected, I said, hey, I want us to go mobile, came up with this idea, and it's really been getting a lot of good feedback from people. A lot of people have never had to access any type of help. You got people out there have been laid off, furloughed. We were at one stop, ran into a gentleman who was an engineer, was laid off as an engineer. He says, look, I got two kids in college. I can't raise my kids off of, you know, working maybe at, you know, at a fast food place. And when I go to get a job, it's going to take me maybe 2 or 3 interviews before I get the job for those type of jobs. But I need some help to help me bounce back in the interim. But let me say, I've never asked for anything. I don't want a handout. I don't want to. I got pride. And so it's a lot of pride out there for people who've never had to ask for help. But we got people who need help. Small businesses who've never had to ask for help before. And so they've never known how to access. They've been paying taxes their whole lives, but never gotten a return, or now they need some help. And so what we're trying to do is to reduce those barriers, make sure people feel comfortable, let them know what's going on, how do you access it, and, you know, be there in a customer service way. And, yes, there are people who still need help. There's still people who need rental assistance. 39% of the people we service on the 513 relief bus economically is rental assistance. Small businesses, we're getting ready to roll out another $4 million in grants for small businesses, and that will be also available to get information when the bus goes out, because small businesses are still struggling. We bring the food, mobile food market out with us, because guess what? People are still struggling. There was a story about a guy who always took his son to bring to the food store feedback, right? And he says, well, Dad, we're here to drop something off. He says, no, I'm here. We're here to make a withdrawal this time because we need help. And so I was told that story from the food store feedback. So when you're out here, you're hearing different stories from people. I was at a senior home yesterday in the Colerain Township area. There to a lady who was a landlord. And she says, listen, I only own 2 properties, and I didn't know that I could get help for my tenant to pay the rent to me. And so we were able to help them. But if we hadn't been there, she just didn't know that existed. And, you know, so these are the kinds of things that are out there, and we're outreaching, and people still need help. We have not totally bounced back. COVID is still out there. We got the new variant, and people still need, they still need a shot in the arm for health, but they also need a shot in the arm economically. And so I lead the COVID economic recovery and relief task force that I created for us to work on those economic issues that are affecting all 49 municipalities.
Well, there is an incentive that is attached to both the literal shot in the arm and the metaphorical shot in the arm related to economics, and that's the $100 gift cards that the county is giving out to every 513 relief bus stop for first-time COVID vaccine immunizations. That's still going on?
Yes, it is. It's still going on. We just kicked it off about 2 weeks ago, and it's been going really good. But it's really interesting because I would have thought that a lot of people would just, you know, it's just because it's $100. But I've run into people, they'll get the shot, and they'll say, oh, well, don't forget your $100. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, thanks. So I think that it's a good end to get a shot in the arm. A gentleman the other day, Scott, one, he said, this is going to go pay one of the bills that I need to pay. He called his wife on the phone, and she shouted. So, shouted of joy. So, yes, this is, a win-win. We get these dollars from the state, about $600,000. It comes through our health department under our health commissioner, Greg Kesterman, and we decided let's put it with the mobile unit. So it's with the 513 relief bus as well as the vans that we have. So we have a whole mobile operation that's trying to cover the entire county.
Well, tell us then, because the bus is making its way around the county, and is there a particular population that you're seeing that is most in need of direct access like this, rather than having gone to one of the original vaccine clinics that were rolled out earlier this year and lasted throughout the year? Which people in our community really, really seem to need this?
Well, we've seen a lot of seniors because of the transportation issues, but we also have seen, because we've been in like the city of Cincinnati, and then we've also been to our other suburban areas, and a lot of them are saying, well, you know, I don't want to have to find something, or it's a lot more difficult for me to find it. It's easier for me if it's right here in my community. It's easier from a transportation perspective. And sometimes they feel more comfortable because you're now coming to us that it kind of breaks that barrier down in their mind. So we've seen it a lot. We have focused on those hard to serve zip codes, those areas where we know that we need to go in and have more conversation regarding the shot. And we also are moving out. We're being, you know, all out throughout Hamilton County, townships, villages, and cities.
And there are also socioeconomic barriers, I imagine.
Yeah, it definitely is. Socioeconomic barriers. But I'll tell you this, there is socioeconomic barriers. We do see that. We do see in the lower income areas a great need. But I'll tell you, it's the middle class. It's like three levels of middle class, like working people who may have gotten laid off. And, you know, they don't want to necessarily walk into jobs and family services buildings. They don't actually want to go to the Free Source Food Bank physical location. But if they come into the neighborhood, because they have pride. They have a sense of pride and say, oh, I don't want to do this. But when they come out here, it's more of a, this is community. This is us working together. And it kind of breaks it down. I had a lady that said, I've been working since I was 16 years old. I've always paid my taxes. I've never asked for help in my life. I'm so embarrassed. I said, you don't have to be embarrassed. She said, but thank you for this, because coming out with the 503 relief staff, I just sit down with someone and I don't feel intimidated. I don't feel embarrassed. So we also see a lot of that. We've lost a lot of people in that middle area who now have to get new jobs, be retrained, and are looking for, you know, what do I do next? Have kids in college, those kind of things. So we're seeing it covers the gamut. And when you're out here, you're seeing the people's faces. You're hearing their stories. And I'm telling you, it's hitting across all racial and economic lines.
We're talking with Hamilton County Commissioner Alicia Reese about the county's 513 relief bus, which is bringing vaccinations against COVID-19 directly into local communities, along with other economic relief programs such as money, food, and rent and utility assistance, and other opportunities for assistance as well. What's the situation in the county right now, Commissioner, with vaccination rates and COVID cases?
Well, unfortunately, COVID cases are starting to rise. We get a report from our health commissioner, every week, who comes in, and they're starting to rise. Hospitals are starting to get filled back up again. So we do have some concerns. So we're moving and pushing as quickly as possible in the most creative way we can to tell people you need to get the shot, you know, so you can, you know, this variant. We also have an issue because the eviction moratorium is over, and so people begin to have to, you know, be evicted. And so we have even worked together with the sheriff's office where they go out and they're able to, you know, usually they go out and say, hey, you're about to, you know, go to court, you're going to be evicted. But now we're able to go out and say, here's the number to call, and we'll be able to help you, hopefully, to stop you from being evicted. And we work with the apartment association and landlords as well so that they could get paid. So we're moving as fast as we can to get the word out the best way. That's why I want to thank you for having me on to get this information out. We also have a portal that we created, 513relief.org, where you can get everything and you can apply right online, right from your smartphone. So we're doing the most that we can, but, you know, we still need to be cautious. We still need to encourage, there's still too many people out there who have not gotten a shot, and too many people have been affected. And now we're seeing, I understand, children's hospitals. Children are now being affected, whereas a year ago, children weren't. It's a serious situation, and we're just trying to do the best we can to get the word out.
Are there concerns about some of the larger events that we've seen return to the area? We've seen some cancellations, Garth Brooks concert, for example, but we have Riverfest this weekend, and a lot of people will probably flock down to the river to see the annual fireworks show and to take in the festivities there. Concerns?
Well, I asked our health commissioner these questions, and always there's concerns, but he's indicated that, you know, he's encouraging people to wear masks if they can when they go down there. If you can stay in your car and watch the fireworks or stay in your home, certainly that is the most proof way not to get anything. But always, every holiday, the health commissioner, he gets concerned. And so he goes out again to try to remind people to try to move as safe as they can. We can't make people stay at home. People want to be out. And we, you know, we want to be out. I want to be out, right? So in order to do that, we got to get people, let's get the shot so we all can be out and enjoy all of the festivities.
The 513 Relief Bus will be in Lincoln Heights on September 7 from 1:30 to 4 o'clock at St. Monica Center, and Goff Manor on September 9 from 1:30 to 4, and then in Forest Park on September 11 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Park Place Vendors Market. So be on the lookout for the 513 Relief Bus, and you can find more online. Would you give us that website again, Commissioner?
513relief.org.
Commissioner Alicia Reese of the Hamilton County Government, thank you so much for the time you gave us today.
Thank you for having me.
And if you are headed down to Riverfest this weekend, you heard the commissioner there relay information from Hamilton County Health Commissioner Greg Kesterman that masks are recommended or to watch in the cars if you are able to do that. It does look like it's going to be a little cloudy and possibly rainy on Sunday, though, so may not be as big a crowd as we usually see. But today is lovely. And tomorrow is supposed to be lovely as well, and I hope you're able to enjoy it. Quick note about this program. Next Wednesday, September the 8th, we're doing a special live hour-long show here with a panel of journalists to talk about the Cincinnati City Council race. Dozens of candidates, the largest field in at least three decades. So if you've got questions or comments about what to make of the race and how to follow along to know who to vote for, be sure to listen in next Wednesday. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder, assistant producer Nick Swartzel, technical director Josh Elstro. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.